Hola and welcome to today's Pro Spanish lesson. We're going to begin with the word for out or outside. In Spanish, that's the same word, out and outside. And the Spanish for out and outside is fuera, fuera, fuera. It's actually often used in a one-word exclamation. Fuera, exclamation mark, is out, out as in get out. Fuera, fuera. You may also have seen it on some machines, a vending machine, where it says fuera de servicio. Fuera de servicio. Out of service, we would say out of order. Out of order. So fuera, out, and outside. To say he, she, or it is outside, he, she, or it, we would say está fuera, está fuera. So that could be he's outside, it's outside, like the car, or she's outside, está fuera. Now in Spanish, if you want to say a negative, if you want to say it's not, you just start with no. N-O, no. So how would you say, it's not outside, it's not outside? What would that be? No está fuera. No está fuera. It's not outside. How would you say, it's not out of order? It's not out of order. What would that be? If you can remember, we said out of service. So how would you say it's not out of order? No está fuera de servicio. No está fuera de servicio. It's not out of order. And we're going to bring in two more words, which are going to be very easy to learn and remember at this point. Control and peligro. Control, peligro. Control, peligro. Which one do you think means danger? Danger. Peligro. Peligro is danger. Peligro. And control, control. Control, control. Peligro. Danger. How would you say, he's out of danger? He's out of danger. May have been in an accident. He's out of danger. What would that be? Está fuera de peligro. Está fuera de peligro. He's out of danger. How would we say, she's not out of danger? She's not out of danger. What would that be? No está fuera de peligro. No está fuera de peligro. She's not out of danger. And you'll notice that there's nothing different about he or she. So if you just read that sentence in isolation, there would be no way of knowing if you're referring to he or she. And how would we say she's out of control?
Está fuera de control. Está fuera de control.
And of course, it could also mean está fuera de control could also mean it's out of control, the situation. And as we've now learnt the words control and danger, let's use them in a slightly different way. So how would we say
he's in danger? He's in danger. And in is just en, E-N-N.
So how would you say he's in danger?
Está en peligro. Está en peligro.
What about, She's not in control. What would that be? She's not in control.
No está en control. No está en control.
And just before we move on, I'll mention the Levels 1 to 6 Pro Spanish course, which is available for download at prospanish.co.uk. And this course takes the complete beginner or near beginner right up to a conversational level of Spanish in nice, easy steps. So if you're looking to conquer Spanish in the new year, in 2020, then head over to prospanish.co.uk. Okay, so back to the lesson. We started off with fuera, fuera, out or outside. Now we can use fuera in a completely different way, which has nothing to do with out and outside, and is used as a verb. And in this context, it's completely unrelated, but happily for this lesson, it's going to make it very easy for you to remember. Okay, so if you want to say, if I was, or I suppose more correctly, if I were, so hypothetically speaking, if I were somebody else, if I were rich, in Spanish we would say, si fuera, si fuera. I guess you could remember it by thinking if outside, but here fuera means something completely different. So si fuera means if I were, if I were. Si is the word for if. So if I were, si fuera, si fuera. Let's say, for example, well, Pablo, Spanish name. How would you say, if I were Pablo? And then if I were Pablo, I would do this. So how would you say, if I were Pablo?
Si fuera Pablo. Si fuera Pablo. So if I were Pablo, I would do X, Y, Z. And you probably know the word for Spanish already. Español. Español. Spanish.
How would you say, if I were Spanish? If I were Spanish, what would that be?
Si fuera español. Si fuera español. If I were Spanish.
And the word for famous, nice easy word, is famoso.
Famoso.
How would you say, if I were famous?
Si fuera famoso.
Si fuera famoso. If I were famous. How about assuming I am famous? How would we say, if I weren't famous, or if I wasn't famous?
Si no fuera famoso. Si no fuera famoso. If I weren't famous, if I wasn't famous.
So we said, si fuera, if I were. And luckily, in terms of being able to learn a lot of things together, fuera is also he, she, and it were. So we would use the same phrase, si fuera, for he, she, and it. So how would we say, if he were Spanish, if he was Spanish, what would that be?
Si fuera español. Si fuera español.
If he were Spanish, if he was Spanish, what would it be for if he were famous, if he was famous? Exactly the same as if it was, if I was famous. Si fuera famoso, if he were famous. The word we saw, peligro, peligro, was danger before, en peligro, or de peligro, if it was out of danger, peligro, danger. Dangerous is peligroso, peligroso, dangerous, peligroso. How would you say, if it was dangerous, if it were dangerous? What would that be? Si fuera peligroso. Si fuera peligroso. Si fuera peligroso. If it were dangerous. So we began this lesson with fuera, meaning out and outside. We learned fuera de servicio, out of service, out of order. And we learned está fuera de servicio, it's out of order. We could also say está fuera de control, está fuera de peligro, out of control and out of danger. And we learned that está is he, she, it. So she's out of control. Está fuera de control. And we learned in control and in danger. En control and en peligro. Then we learned that fuera can have a completely different meaning to be used with if, with si. Incidentally, yes, if is exactly the same word as yes. Si, si. The only difference is when you spell, when you write out yes, it's got an accent on the I. But otherwise, it sounds exactly the same, yes and if.
And we used it with si fuera, if I were. Si fuera, si fuera español. If I were Spanish. Si fuera famoso, if I were famous. We could have said si fuera rico, if I were rich. And we also learnt that si fuera, as well as being if I were or was, we can say if he, she, it were. And we used this with the word dangerous, peligroso. So we learnt to say, if it were dangerous, or if it was dangerous, si fuera peligroso, si fuera peligroso. And that concludes today's pro-Spanish lesson. As mentioned before, if you're looking to become a confident and a competent speaker of Spanish in 2020, then head over to prospanish.co.uk, where you can download the full course, levels 1 to 6, which will take you all the way up to a conversational level of Spanish.